You're listening to Call to Homeschool, episode number 224, Benefits of Homeschooling. Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? Hello, how are you doing today? Today, I wanted to celebrate homeschooling. That's what I want to do. It's the beginning of the school year, and I want to share with you a bunch of positive benefits of homeschool. I was out searching on the internet of just different homeschool things. And I thought, you know, we're doing a whole podcast episode of just how awesome homeschool is. So even the first one I found was even just how many more people are homeschooling. And from 2019, homeschool has risen by 30%. I thought that was kind of cool. And the top three homeschooler states are, and it's in this order, North Carolina, Florida, and Georgia. So a lot of homeschoolers in the South. That's a lot of fun. So then it went on to say, homeschooled students perform much better than their counterparts in formal institutionalized schooling. Peer-reviewed studies indicate that 69% of homeschooled students succeed in college and adulthood. Homeschool students tend to perform above average on their ACTs and SATs. In these standard achievement tests, the homeschooled students average between 15% and 30% more points than the students attending public schools, notwithstanding the parents' income and education. Homeschooled students average 72 points more than the nationwide mean performance in SATs. Homeschoolers have an average graduation rate of 67% compared to the 57.5% graduation rate for the students from public schools. I tried to find the amount average time of the time that children were doing structured learning in homeschool, and it was all over the place. So the least I found was 5 hours a week, right? So averaging an hour a day, to the highest was 5 hours a day. So like from what I could find searching around, that looked like the average homeschooler spends about 2 to 3 hours a day of structured learning 5 days a week. Some more benefits of homeschool. This is from the homeschool mom. She says, the academic flexibility. Yes, I love that one so much. Parent choice of pace and approach. Being able to go at our own pace is one of my favorite things because like you're off the conveyor belt. You're never on a conveyor belt ever again in your whole entire life. Like when you're an adult, nobody cares how long something took, how fast you were with it, how slow you were with it. So just getting off that and going at your kid's right pace and their right approach, because you may have somebody who like loves art and you need to teach through a lot of art, or somebody who loves hands-on stuff. And so doing a lot of hands-on stuff. So I love that. Let's see, warm family environment, community involvement. I don't know about you guys, but we have a lot of community involvement in our homeschool, just different ways that we can serve and help and do those types of fun things. Let's see, time for the stuff that many schools cut, right? So maybe that's the arts, hands-on stuff, music, all of those awesome types of things. Other studies talked about homeschoolers are generally a lot happier because they don't have as much stress in their life. One study said because homeschoolers are in a safe and comfortable environment, it helped them to feel less stress and less anxiety. A recent study from the National Home Education Research Institute found that 78% of peer-reviewed studies on academic achievement show homeschool students perform statistically significantly better than those in institutional schools. Now, what are some of the benefits I've seen in my own children? I have a very close relationship with all of my children. One, I love two, because at one point we had five teenagers and it was awesome. Like it wasn't crazy and chaotic. Like it was normal, like kid stuff, figuring things out. And I've talked about kids crashing cars and things like that. We always had to figure something out, but I loved, like we had such a close relationship. We were always able to figure things out and we were thriving. I love this one. My children are good friends with each other. I think that is such a gift with homeschool. Okay. This is another one I love. dad is a big part of the kids' life. My husband's self-employed, so a lot of times he'll take the kids to work with him, or a lot of times he works from home just so he can be here with the kids and interacting with them as much as possible. Some of the benefits of homeschool I did not foresee was how much it changed me. It helped me to up-level myself and helped me become a much better parent. It also gave me my own love for learning. I didn't love learning before I homeschooled, and now I can't get enough. It has been a safe space for my children to figure out who they are and what they believe. So as you are going through your school year, you might have doubts that you're not enough. You might have people expressing their doubts why homeschool is not enough, or it's not going to work, or all of their fears, everything like that. And I want to just challenge you this school year to doubt your doubts and to have faith in your ability to figure things out, because homeschooling does work. Even statistically, it's showing how amazing homeschoolers are doing in society. I don't know where there was, I think I missed that quote. I had a stat of how homeschoolers actually adapt more as they are an adult. I can't find the quote right now, but there was awesome stats about that as well. Happier, healthier, all of these amazing things that come up. So doubt your doubts and have faith in your ability that you are going to figure things out. If somebody tells you their doubts, you don't need to listen to them, or you can just smile at them and saying, thank you for being concerned, right? Keep going, my friends. I hope you have an amazing homeschool year. Listen to this episode as often as needed when you're like, is homeschooling work? Yes, homeschooling works, and you have got it, my friend. Love you so much, and talk to you next time. Hey, friend. If you enjoy this podcast, I know you are going to love my book I wrote. It's called 30 Days to Ease into Homeschool. This is for anyone, whether you are new to homeschooling or ready to take your homeschool to the next level. This is for you. It's available to download at www.coachmegthomas.com/shop.